On the telephone with us this morning, we have our good friend Chris Heater, and she checks in with us annually about the Bloomington Breast Cancer Awareness Walk. Chris, good morning. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
Good. And we were talking off the air. I don't like to talk to you every year because because that means the breast cancer is still around, but it's not because of what you folks have been trying to do. You've done your best and are doing your best to raise all the money and awareness you can to stamp it out. But unfortunately, we have another walk this year. And how many years in a row have you been doing this now?
This is the 18th year of the walk.
Excellent. And the money you've raised, I'd have to take off my sandals to count that high. But that's the great part. It brings a community together. It brings awareness to those who have been through this, who hasn't been through it. That's almost the other sad part of all this. And it's a great way to bring support together, bring awareness together, and raise some great money. Talk about how this came together and what we're going to be doing coming up this weekend.
This started 18 years ago by Melody Martin. She had breast cancer, and she began the walk to bring awareness to the disease. She has sadly since passed, but we have continued this walk in her honor. And we have a committee of about 15, 16 people who come together to put this together every year. And we usually have about 1,000 people come out to the walk.
Wow.
Yes. So what I love about the walk is it's free. It's completely free. We do take donations, but it's one of the few things that you can get for free here in Bloomington. So it's a great way to come out and just have a nice day to think about those who've had cancer, to honor those who are presently battling cancer, and to get out and have a nice little walk.
Registration begins at 8:30 Saturday morning. Where do we need to register?
We can register either online at sierraonline.com, or just show up at 8:30 and we'll have a couple tables set up and people can register. They just sign in, and then the first 1,000 walkers will get a free T-shirt, and the T-shirts are very cool this year.
Excellent. So I would go ahead and just register online right now and knock that bird out with that stone, and then get your T-shirt secured. Saturday, October 24th, where should we all meet?
We should all meet at City Hall at Showers Commons. We'll be right next to the Farmer's Market. And well-behaved pets are definitely welcome.
Now, with 1,000 people expected to show up here, early birds will definitely get the better parking spot, let alone the worms. So please be aware of that if you're making plans to join the Breast Cancer Awareness Walk coming up on Saturday. My best bet would be park somewhere else, walk down the trail, and join everyone. Now, where are we going to walk? You said it's a fun and friendly walk. We got to go somewhere.
Yeah, so we are going to walk down Kirkwood, take a walk down to Sample Gates, and come around and come back. And so it should be a nice chance to just get out and have a nice stroll with some friends and family and just enjoy the beautiful part of downtown Bloomington.
Now, you spoke about Melody Martin earlier. Do you have a remembrance? I know, wasn't that part of your program at one point as well?
Yes, we do have an award that we give every year. And we'll award somebody who has really been supportive of breast cancer and breast cancer awareness. We have not revealed that recipient. That will be revealed.
Oh, exactly right. You got to show up. You can't give that away on the radio. That's why we want everybody to be there on Saturday morning.
That's right.
And also, if folks are breast cancer survivors, you also encourage them to be with you.
Definitely. We have a short little ceremony to honor those survivors, and we have nice little gift bags for them. They'll have a chance, if they choose, to come up and tell us their name and how long they've been a survivor. And we typically have about 75 who come out. And if someone is a survivor and is not able to come out, they can contact us and let us know or send a message through somebody, and we'll be trying to honor them as well.
Chris Heater's our guest this morning. She's in charge of the Breast Cancer Awareness Walk. It begins, registration does, 8:30 Saturday morning. That's this Saturday, October 24th. It's at the Showers Plaza. Well, now, what else goes on Saturday morning at the Showers Plaza? Just about every Saturday, it seems like. Oh, the Farmer's Market is down there as well. So that's a fun
it's a fun
connector as well. We just want to remind folks that it's going to be, if you haven't been to this before, it's going to be very, very busy. So please give yourself plenty of time. Park and walk from somewhere else to get down there. You're just not going to drive up to the front doors and hop out. Again, where do we need to go online to find the registration form? I found it in about 5 seconds, so it's easy to find.
Yeah, we just go online to Sira, S-I-R-A, online.com, and there'll be a link there for the breast cancer walk.
And if I can't possibly leave my house without my lemur, dog, whatever it is, can I bring my pets?
Yes, you can bring well-behaved pets, yep.
All right, sounds good. And again, probably not a day to be walking with beef jerky in your pocket if all those if all those yeah. dogs are going to be out there. Chris, we appreciate your time as always. We want people to remember two things. Please park and walk in, because there's going to be a lot of people. Number two, register online. I said there was two things. There's probably three things. The walk is free.
Yeah.
It's
can't beat
free.
That, can you?
And one more thing, the first 1,000 walkers get a T-shirt, so you can wear it as well. And hopefully the Breast Cancer Awareness Walk becomes history in our lifetime where we don't have to worry about it anymore. But you guys do a great job. 18 years of putting this event on, raising money, raising awareness, and we wish you. I'm sorry about the forecast. I'm trying to work on that. I'm trying. But don't
work
be afraid.
Your magic.
It's going to be warm, though. That's the good thing. It's not 48 in rain. It's 68 in rain. And that's a completely – I'm going to spin this as well as I can. We can stand underneath the carports at City Hall and wait, and then we'll walk fast. How about that?
A bit. Sounds good.
Chris, give me the website one more time so people can find that easily today.
It's Sira, S-I-R-A, online.com.
Perfect, and I'll put that up on our Facebook page as well so everybody can see that. Remember, register now so you don't have to worry about it in the morning. You can worry about the farmer's market, your walk, your cup of coffee, and everything else. That makes it easier. Chris, great job as always, and we'll talk to you next time around.
Great. Thank you so much.
Chris Heater from the Breast Cancer Awareness Walk, Bloomington's Breast Cancer Awareness Walk, siraonline.com/walk. That'll get you as close as you need to get. Registration, frequently asked questions, maps. They've got it all for you. Information. If you even want to be a late sponsor, there's ways to do all of that at their website, siraonline.com.